WOSU has been using our Curious CBUS project to try to answer some of your biggest questions about the area. We sought to answer one question submitted by a listener. How did Refugee Road get its name? Today, Refugee Road is a pretty typical busy city street. Heavy traffic on a road lined with chain restaurants, houses, and schools.
I knew this was here, and I knew you could find it.
I'm with Reynoldsburg Historical Society President Dick Barrett at a Pizza Hut in Pickerington. It is, to say the least, not historic. It's suburbia, wedged between a grocery store and a muffler shop.
To my knowledge, there are no historic structures remaining on Refugee Road.
So what was once on Refugee Road? Why is Refugee Road called Refugee Road? It turns out it's named for some of its first residents who took a unique path to Central Ohio. Emmy Beach is the spokeswoman for the Ohio History Connection, and she also helped fill in some of the details.
What we know today as Refugee Road originally arose from the Refugee Tract.
She says an act of Congress established the boundaries and named the claimants of the Refugee Tract in 1801.
The Refugee Tract, it's located in parts of Franklin, Fairfield, Licking, and Perry counties.
About 100,000 acres were given to Canadians and Nova Scotians who lost their land after sympathizing with Americans during the Revolutionary War.
They were considered sympathetic to the American cause, so they either joined the colonists in their fight against Great Britain, or they provided monetary support. For that support, Great Britain took their land away, and it was considered a treasonous act.
The war ended in 1783, and a little more than 15 years later, the Canadians and Nova Scotians were offered their reward.
The soldiers that wanted to claim it only claimed about half of that, and a lot of them weren't even interested in moving out to this wilderness that was still inhabited by Indians and wild animals.
By wilderness, Barrett means Ohio circa 1800.
They would sell their land to people that were interested kind of as speculating. And some of them were speculators and moved on. Some of them bought land and stayed.
All told, just 67 people took the deal and made their homes in the Refugee Tract. Emmy Beach says claims ended in 1816. Local governments got to sell the unclaimed land. And what we know today as Refugee Road originally appeared in the Columbus City Directory in 1904. The Refugee Tract is memorialized with a plaque outside the Levesque Tower in downtown Columbus. Little of that story might be known to the average Columbus resident. But Emmy Beach from the History Connection says the story is an important bridge to the past.
When we think of Ohio, we don't necessarily think of Ohio's connection to the Revolutionary War. So Refugee Road and its genesis from the Refugee Tract really illustrates that in a great way for Ohioans.
Adora Namigade, WOSU News.